For podcast purposes, the babes have separated the audio portion of our latest video show for those of you that prefer laughter on the go. To view this show with video, please visit babesinvoiceland.com or www.dbtv.com. Enjoy! Welcome to Babes Go Video. We are Babes in Voiceland, and we're so glad you've joined us for another episode of our video show. Yeah. How's it going, guys?
I think it's about to go a little bit better.
I was just going to pass our senses around, and you started. Real quick, we've got some frankincense and we've got some peppermint. And if you've listened to any of our podcasts, sometimes we've talked about how to get our energy up or to help us with focus, we kind of just take a little snort. So just excuse me for a second. I was just going to pass it to the girls. I got busted with it still in my hands.
Tell them what they mean, essential oils.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is nothing bad.
Yeah. No.
This is something
peppermint.
Even a child can do.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The frankincense is really good for focus, kind of your mental clarity, that kind of thing. So we use it to kind of get the brain stimulated and going.
It's like ginkgo biloba in a little vial.
Yeah, absolutely.
What? I don't really know if this really works, but I have a good time doing it with them.
So she does it anyways.
Frankincense and peppermint.
And peppermint. Because the peppermint
we love the combination together.
Yeah, so I know
that it smells good.
It sounds
weird. There was a song, incense, peppermint.
Oh. Yeah. Let me tell you about that. John Stiles, that owns the studio with me, Incense and Peppermints was done by Strawberry Alarm Clock. And John's sister, if you look at the cover of their big album, John's sister seriously had the store where they filmed that. She did all their costumes.
Oh.
And when they did a reunion, like a few years ago, Strawberry Alarm Clock called her to redo their costumes for the reunion.
Cowpath.
It's a cowpath. That is interesting.
Wait, there's more.
Okay. When I lived in California from 1982 to 1999, I had tropical fish. You did not know this.
And all right, no more peppermint for you.
No, seriously, the guy Mark that owned the Tropical Fish Store on Ventura Boulevard was one of the original members of Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Oh. And it comes back together again. You see how that works? It's like a full circle.
Yeah.
And there it is.
I should play a little bit of incense peppermints here. When I edit, I will put that in.
You know, that's not a bad idea.
Because I love that
some
song.
Some of our viewers might not know who that is or who that song is.
Well,
because they're not
young.
As hip as we are.
All right.
That's true.
If you're too young to know Strawberry Alarm Clock, seriously, go to that website. Listen to that music. There's a song called
it.
Do you remember the song Tomorrow?
I'm sure if I heard it, I did. She'll put that one in there, too. And then
I'll
you guys
put that
can
one in, too.
Along.
I love, love, love Strawberry Alarm Clock. And here's some trivia that Mark told me.
But wait, there's more.
On Incense and Peppermints, there were so many people writing parts of that song that a lot of people really didn't get credit.
And you know what? Beth knows names like nobody else, and she might just bust out those names and make sure that they have credit. So stay tuned.
I'm having fun already. How do you like our blue shirts? We haven't worn these before.
Shout out to Sparkly Tees, our friends with this awesome t-shirt shop on West Cheyenne right here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Check them out.
Yeah.
Sure. And Sparkle.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
They do great work.
I love them. So what are we going to talk about today? Who's got a subject?
Well, you know, we have an ongoing thing that we've been discussing on our podcast since Thanksgiving of last year that has to do with Terry's reconstruction of her house because she had some water damage and it's been a long. So tell us where you're at with that.
Do we want to tell why it took so long? Or are we going to avoid it?
That'd be three shows worth.
Okay.
She's now at the finishing touches. What is your decorating theme?
We're getting closer to the finishing touches.
Okay.
Absolutely. We're still doing paint splatches on the wall to, you know, you have to do a big square to really decide if that color is going to work
She's
in that room or not.
She's been sharing those with us for our input, just so you know.
You know what? Do you want to put a couple pictures of your construction
of my messy house?
No.
We could.
I guess not.
And my garage that is, you know, no longer a garage for cars. It's a workshop with saws and table saws. And Oh, yeah. The guys took it completely over. I mean, they've got tile cutting things in the backyard and wood cutting things in the garage.
This has been going on since last November.
This is making me feel like I'm a lucky woman, because I'll tell you why. Since Grady has retired, you can't believe the beautiful job he's done in the garage cleaning it up. I mean,
he's a great guy.
Did you know, though,
that he's got other talents that Beth is preparing to showcase soon?
That's right. Listen, let me tell you, this is a sneak preview. In the next 2 or 3 weeks, we're going to have a show at WWDB-TV called Race Time with Grady Toy. And here's the deal. Grady loves racing. I mean, I don't care what it is. It can be ARCA, Xfinity, NASCAR. It can be dirt track. It can be bull ring. It can be motorcycles. It can be drag racing. He loves it. My DVR is filled with racing. I mean, I'm lucky if I get to watch a sitcom, because seriously, it's like, and you know what?
So now she's providing him with an outlet so he can share his knowledge and his expertise with you guys.
And we've already got some upcoming young racers that have agreed to do some interviews.
So very cool. On WWDB-TV. Right there.
Okay. So we're going to be filming that this week. So watch for Race Time with Grady Toy.
But they will not be wearing snazzy shirts.
No, they will not. Just nothing quite so beautiful as our shirts.
Everything's racing,
absolutely.
racing. And you know what? Since I married him, I've learned to enjoy the racing. But sometimes I just want to watch a flipping sitcom.
I don't want to watch cars going.
Let me tell Grady on the show. I just want to watch a flipping sitcom. Enough.
Well, that kind of reminds me of like baseball or golf. Not that they're not great sports to go and play, but sometimes to sit and watch, it's just not a lot of fun unless you're actually there. But, and then you get the excitement and the adrenaline of, because if you actually go to like a motorcycle race or a car race and you're down there and they're flying by and the sounds and the noise.
Let me tell you what I've learned about racing. You know what makes it interesting? If you learn. If you learn who the drivers are, the pit stop strategy, they don't care.
It's like going to school.
All this stuff. But you know, if you're into it, you're into it. So, you know what?
It's like every day.
There's a lot of stuff I'm into. I'm into music, but no one can. By the way, when are you guys going to come and hear my band practice? I got a band going.
Because I was going to go down the last time and it got canceled because somebody... Never mind.
You know why it got canceled? Because Guitar Center, their air conditioning went out and the fumes were going to kill people.
Yeah, we don't want that. Okay, so now we go back full circle because we started talking about construction zones that never end.
We did.
We got the garage that's getting all this and that and the other. I'm coming up on 9 years since we completely renovated our downstairs. Terry's been showing us samples of paint and stuff, and I'm glad to see that she's choosing a few colors that, you know, are going to pop a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I'm really over the whole gray everything.
Oh!
Okay. Gray interior, gray exterior, charcoal gray, dove gray. Everything is gray. It's gray. It's like 50 shades of gray, only it's not sexy.
Let me tell you this about that.
What?
Back in the 50s and 60s, gray was the color.
Was it? I thought it was turquoise.
My mother was so sick of gray. I remember we were doing something in the house. I was just a kid, but she's like, we've got to get rid of this gray. I can't stand it anymore.
Oh, but in the 60s, it was all psychedelic, right?
Yeah.
In the 70s,
but before that, it
and
was
I
gray.
Know you're going to remember this. In the 70s, Harvest Gold everything. Harvest Gold or avocado green.
Avocado
my
green
mother
was
had
big.
Avocado. Yeah. Oh, my God, you guys. Avocado green.
Yes.
It was on the dining room. It was just, oh, my God.
We had a turquoise.
It was a nice color
kitchen.
Back then.
Diana and I were like,
it's right up there with gray.
Yeah. Well, when we were teenagers, we wanted to paint our bedroom, my sister and I. And so we did talk about the psychedelic kind of colors. We had lime green walls, so we painted the whole room lime green.
Really?
And then we took an orange and a bright yellow, and we did this double stripe along the around the room, uh-huh. and it kind of looped and it flowed around
the whole room.
Oh,
that is cool.
Well, my mom got tired of us taking the whole summer to paint it, so she finished it for us.
Uh-huh.
So instead of it being a loop, she colored in the center. So it's like a bullseye in the middle of my wall.
I want to know what essential oils you were snorting at the time.
Listen,
that encouraged you to paint
to
like
do
that.
It those colors.
You brought back a good memory.
That
Let
was
me
the
tell
thing.
You what I did with my bedroom. When I was like out of high school, my aunt gave me this lovely bedroom set, blonde wood, this and this and that. Beautiful wood.
What'd you do?
What did the kid do?
Did you
do?
Paint it?
She had to have.
I painted, BC and I painted it all black.
That's blasphemy.
Okay? And I had this red and black insert thing that I put in one of the cabinets.
Oh, no.
And then my walls were red, black, white. I mean, I had, it was like, it was kind of crazy.
Okay, well, I wasn't allowed to paint my bedroom any color that I wanted, okay? Mm. We were allowed to scrub the walls down every winter or every spring because our house was hermetically sealed back in Detroit and my parents were heavy smokers. We were not allowed to decorate with paint. However, I was the queen of posters in my room.
Oh, right.
Okay, so I went from...
Oh,
stop! I went from the life-size poster of Mark Spitz from the 1972 Olympics with his little Speedo on and all the gold medals around his neck.
Right.
I had that.
Uh-huh.
I had the cartoon of the When Life Gives You Lemons, Make Lemonade, and it was lemons coming.
I remember
and it was a
that.
Spot with
uh-huh.
I had that.
Uh-huh.
So that was my junior high decoration. Then I went to high school here in Vegas. And my bedroom was Bruce Springsteen, David Bowie, every freaking place, and Queen.
Uh-huh.
So, but that was all I was allowed to do. Posters were fine. Painting was not.
Okay, okay. You just gave me a great memory. You know what I had in high school? In my blacklight posters.
I knew that's where she was going.
No, you know
do
what?
Too.
I would still have them, but I gave them to my niece Denise with the blacklights, which drove my sister-in-law crazy because she had that like
that
four poster bed and all that. Yeah, that was a plan. So Denise got all my blacklight posters and my cool blacklights, and I did get the blacklights left, but God knows what happened to the posters. But you know what?
What?
I'm going to go online and buy some of those damn posters
again. You've been
again.
Threatening to do that for 2 years.
I'm going
to
do it this week.
I double dog dare you.
Ooh,
I'm going to do it this week, cool. And I'm going to take a picture and put it on the show because I think some of the posters I had are still available.
Why don't you just get them back from your niece?
You give stuff to a kid, God knows where it goes. Trash. Denise, what did you do with those posters, by the way? What did you do?
Because how old is Denise now?
Well, let me think. If I'm 67, she's probably in her late 40s.
She's not a kid anymore.
She doesn't have
them
anymore.
She's either passed them down or...
No, they're gone.
Sold them on eBay. Do people still sell things on eBay?
I don't know.
I think
they're
that's gone, by the way.
Posters are gone, but I will get
is.
New ones, and I will put them in my music room, and the next time you guys come over, we will GoPro it, because we're going to GoPro. We will GoPro,
Babe's GoPro.
My new blacklight posters, because the blacklights are already up there. Well, I just need the posters.
You guys have to know,
is
Beth doesn't
funny.
Let go of anything. You know the Let Go app where you can actually sell things? That's the new eBay.
Oh, right, right,
the
right.
Beth doesn't sell anything.
You know what?
Beth
I tried that. I couldn't even understand it. I just let it go.
Like that one time we were shooting and we needed more light in the dining room. She went into her garage and she got like an industrial light on a stand like we were shooting a movie. And she pulled it up and she...
Her garage
really,
is magic. I'm telling you what. It's like her
there was a pogo stick.
Bag.
There was a pogo stick in there.
Stick
we got
there.
To ride the... Remember those pogo sticks?
Yeah. But in the Harry Potter movies where Hermione has that little itty bitty fabric bag and all she does is reach in and she pulls out things like books and clothes and everything.
Yeah.
That's Beth's garage.
Okay. Speaking of pulling out things, I have a surprise for the two of you.
Oh, no.
I have a surprise.
Okay.
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Let me see.
She's got
here?
Her magic little bag. Let's see.
I do. This is just a bag from Optic Gallery where I get my contacts. It's got nothing to do with the show.
Shameless plug. Shameless plug.
And I have a present for each of you.
Okay. Oh. All right. Oh. manila envelopes.
Okay.
Well, I'm stuck.
We haven't seen these yet.
How do you like this for a wrap job?
Yeah.
What do you say?
They're going to like it.
Our new cards. We got new business cards. All right.
You know,
with laughter on the go.
I could, like, walk
Very
all the way
cool.
up to the camera, but what Beth is going to do is she's probably going to put it back there.
The big one behind us.
Yeah. Okay.
Very nice.
But
these are
they cool?
Awesome. Listen.
Yay. Oh, my
gosh. God bless Terry's husband, Dave, that,
yeah.
that got
he
all that together
it.
For yeah. us, and we sent it to
so now we get
my
to
friend
walk around
Vince to print them
yeah. and wear our shirts
That's
and then
true.
Pass out the cards
Yeah,
so we can get
yeah.
more people listening. If you're new to us and you're just now, like, chiming in or tuning in to Babes Go Video, we actually are Babes in Voiceland, and we started with a podcast. And that's Babes in Voiceland that you can get, download your podcast app on your Apple or your Android phone.
Yes.
And search for us, Babes in Voiceland. Or if you want to go to our website, because all of our 90-some shows are
yeah.
loaded on our
Everything.
Website, babesinvoiceland.com.
Yes.
And if you want to get a hold of us, communicate with us, give us a shout out, give us show ideas, where do they go, guys?
babesinvoiceland@gmail.com. Send
Absolutely.
Us a little note.
Many, yeah. many ways to contact the babes.
Yeah, and then we can give you shout out.
Hey, I don't think, speaking of shout out, I don't think we've taken a break for our sponsor yet, have we?
Oh, we probably should.
Oh,
we should
do that.
We'll
okay.
be right back. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Terry.
I'm Diana.
And I'm Beth. And we are
Babes in Voiceland. And we are here at the WWDB-TV studios in beautiful Las Vegas, getting ready to shoot another episode of Babes Go Video.
Would you like to be here at the amazing WWDB-TV studios shooting your own show?
Do you have a project or an idea you would love to see produced? An important message you want to share?
The amazing team at WWDB-TV can help you out.
Like they did for us. Interested? You can email John at john@wwdbtv.com or Beth at btvoices@mac.com.
What are you waiting for? Contact them today and make your dream a reality.
Back again. How do you like our glasses?
Speaking of shameless plugs.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Can you see on camera that they say Babes in Voiceland?
It's totally yeah. rocks.
One of those crazy things that Beth found somewhere. Beth, where did you even find these?
I'll tell you. I'll tell you. Sharon and the kids were in town, and I was at one of the casinos downtown. Was it the Venetian?
I don't know.
You're not, yes. You mean on the strip?
Yes. On the strip. Yes. It was at the Venetian on the strip.
Yeah.
And you know how the Venetian, you know, like they have the gondola rides and they have all these stores.
And crazy glasses.
And I was walking by and some guy had these glasses.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow.
And so Beth texted us, as only Beth does,
yeah.
and says, hey, I'm at the Venetian right now. And I found something that I think you guys might like. But I'm only going to get them if you promise you're going to wear them. I'm thinking she's getting us shirts
yeah.
or something, right?
This is before we had our shirts.
We had
because,
no... Yeah.
Do you know why I texted them ahead of time? Because
yeah.
they weren't cheap, okay? So I said... if I get yeah. something crazy, are you guys going to wear it? And they all said yes.
Yeah.
So
we had to promise. Mm-hmm. We had to do a peremptory... promise. And
yep.
So there we go.
And so here we are.
Here we are.
Fulfilling our promises because we're good with
yes,
our promises.
We are. We are very
Absolutely.
Good.
Isn't that fun?
Yes.
You know what? Let me tell you something. You have to have a good time in life.
You
yes,
do.
You do.
Life throws you so much crapiola.
Yes, it does.
And you can't help it.
No, you can't.
It just does. You having trouble finding the off button?
Well, I found it, but I just can't.
One time it took me probably a half hour to find
nope.
it.
Nope,
that's not it. And now you got it saying something. Oh no, you
no,
school.
It still says the
you
same.
You want me to
thing.
Help you?
Sure,
I help you.
She's our technical consultant on just about everything.
I guess so. There she goes.
I try.
I was pushing the wrong button.
So, you know what? Life throws you crapiola. So everybody out there, you just have to have a good time where you can find it.
Yeah. Kind of roll with
it. And if it's something stupid like some crazy babes in Voiceland classes, who, by the way, I had to program this all.
She did, too.
You can make this say anything you want.
Nothing vulgar, though, because this is a G-rated show.
That's right.
Most of the time, it's PG.
You have to have a good time in life. So do something that makes you happy. This is my serious part of the show. Do something that makes
you serious.
But really, you know what? Stuff happens. Sad stuff happens all the time. I've been through a lot of sad stuff this month, and it happens. You got to deal with it, but you have to do something that makes you happy. Really.
Yeah.
And we've all been through tragedies.
Well, even
without tragedies,
we should still be looking for fun. And having a good time and finding silver linings.
That is our advice to you today. Find a silver lining.
So
it's hard sometimes, isn't it?
No, it's not hard, because all you have to do is go to babesinvoiceland.com or download us on your podcast app, because we are laughter on the go. So if you're having one of those iffy days where you're kind of like not feeling it, you're a little bit sad, or you're kind of ticked off at something, and you just really need a laugh break, we're laughter on the go. Our shows are about 15 minutes long. Download us on your stinking phone, or if you're sitting there paying bills on your computer at home, bring up our website, click onto one of our shows, and laugh while you pay bills. Even if it hurts to pay bills. You can laugh while you're paying your bills.
That is very good advice, Diana.
It makes a lot of sense. Take us everywhere with you. We're portable.
We just want y'all to be happy. That's why we do this goofy audio show, the goofy video show.
We travel
well. Yeah, we do.
We just want to give you a laugh.
And ourselves a laugh.
Laugh with us. You could laugh at us, but laugh with us.
It's okay. I'd be okay with them laughing at us.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that, too.
Oh, absolutely.
And anybody you want to give a shout out, or anybody you want to say hi to before we go?
Well, no.
No. Oh, wait a minute. We did get an email at babesinvoiceland.com from Tim in San Francisco.
What did Tim say? Hey, Tim.
Hi, Tim.
I love San Francisco.
I've never been.
You've never been there?
I've never been.
No.
You've never been to San Francisco?
I lived in California. Oh, wait a minute. I did go one time with David for just a short visit, but I've never really spent time. But my nephew, Danny, lives in the San Francisco-Oakland area.
I've been, but many, many years ago, and I wouldn't want to go now because they have some issues. So, but it is a beautiful city when people aren't living on the street and pooping on the sidewalk. But
did you have to say that? La la la. Okay, but we are going to go to Hawaii one day soon and let you know when the cruise is.
Yeah.
So listen, we're about out of time, but seriously, have a great
out of time.
Hey,
we
have to talk to that clock.
Time flies when you're having fun.
But we're having fun.
We're having fun, baby. So listen, I hope you're having a fun day today too.
Yeah.
And take care. And always remember, babesinvoiceland.com will give you a smile.
Yeah. With your glasses, we can get them to work.